This is the BCC opening statement. The Veterans Affairs meeting has now commenced. It is September 14th, and it is 6:01. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak, to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by the way of roll call using audio, not by using the chat function. Let's go ahead and have roll call, Carol.
Martin Belden.
Here.
Gaton Bresonio. Terry Byron.
Present.
Bruce Hamilton.
Present.
Henry Johnson. Rosie Carey.
Here. Here. Present.
Mark Levine. James Lewis.
Present.
Melvin Morgan.
Present.
Marlon Ruiz.
Present.
Carol Rundell is present. Michael St. Orts. Georgia Wise.
Present.
Luke Jessica Hudson. Jesse Allen. Thank you, Luke.
Present.
Jesse Allen is present. Okay. You do have a quorum, sir. Bruce.
Thank you. Can we get the agenda put up on the screen,
Donna,
is that possible?
Okay, let me go ahead and try, Bruce. I haven't done that before. Okay, so just give me some time.
Okay.
Can't
share it from
our
side,
right? I'm not sure if you can.
I didn't pull it down. I just want to make sure what's on the agenda next, Carol.
It's an
invocation. The invocation.
I don't have Henry Johnson here. Do I have a volunteer that would like to do invocation for please? Anyone?
Can you guys see my screen?
Yes, we can, Luke. Thank you.
Okay, I had it. Yep, I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Luke. I appreciate that. So again, anyone step in, because anyone do invocation? I don't think Henry's on the screen. And if not, Delma, do you know our guests are still here? Is the rector going to be here this evening, or is it Luke?
So Jennifer Wazalewski, who is the assistant director,
texted me that she was running a couple minutes late.
So I don't know if you want to do A, Rodriguez from American Legion Post 7 first, and then go back to Jenny.
You guys are recording me.
Hey. And and I would assume Abe is in the audience, correct? These are people that don't participate, they're sitting in the audience, but they don't ask any questions, correct, Delma?
That is correct. My understanding is Abe Rodriguez, but I didn't see him, I don't see him signed on. I saw a Mr. Encinas on there. Okay. Someone was supposed to come and give an update and speak on the Veterans Parade. This is what Terry had mentioned to me.
I got you.
Bruce, I'm here.
Maybe they would. Oh, not a problem. Henry's on there. Okay, thank you. So. So we'll step back to item number two, if everyone's okay with that. Henry, if you're okay with the invocation, if you could go ahead, please.
Uncover. Oh, Heavenly Father, we gather tonight to get guidance to the Veterans Affairs Committee for the City of Tucson. Give us your guiding light and hand, and watch over us as we decide over these topics we come forth. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. So again, with the other Jennifer and Abe is not here but may come on in reference to the update for the Veterans Day Parade on Post 7, which is an item further down on the list. So can I move on from there, Delma, and go into item number four, if that's okay?
Yes, item number four. Thank you.
All right. So anyone, in reference to the attachment that they sent out in reference to the need the approval of the legal action report for April the 11th meeting, and that needs to be a voice vote, is that correct, Delma?
That is correct, Bruce, but it's for May 11th.
Yes. I'm sorry, did I say something wrong? Sorry, May 11th, I have it here, I must have read it wrong. So for May 11th meeting, so if I could, move that vote. If we could do a voice call on accepting the approval of the legal action report from May 11th.
Carol Rundell makes a motion to accept the
Martin minute. Martin Feldman seconds.
All in favor?
No, it has
Martin Feldman.
It has to be a voice vote.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No. Roll call vote. I'm sorry.
Yes, I got it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Belden?
Yes.
Kate Bethenio? Terry Byron? You're muted.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, I was trying to call Abe.
Okay. Bruce Hamilton?
Yes.
Henry Johnston here now,
yes.
Huh? Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine. James Lewis.
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Orts. Georgia Wise, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'd like to abstain.
You actually can't abstain. Carol can do the roll call vote again, and if you abstain, it's an automatic yes.
Ah, okay. Then I just vote yes and get it over with.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have 10.
The other two names I have are advisory. Do I need to call them as well or no?
No, they are non-voting members.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure I was doing it correctly.
Okay, Carol, thank you.
So if we can move on to item number five.
Okay. Well, we were off.
Good, Martin.
Yeah, this is Martin Belden with the Treasury Report. On 516, we got a check from DAV number 2 auxiliary for $100. And August 1st, we had a check for $25 from the National Order of Trench Rats. On May 17th, we spent $266.52 at Costco for a pallet of water for the military lounge. So our current balance right now is $5,811.84. We also have $175 in Costco gift cards if we have to buy another pallet of water for TAA. Any questions?
If there's no questions, if I could get a motion to accept the treasurer's report, please.
Carol Rundell, this DAV auxiliary, makes that motion.
MRWW Marlon Ray seconds.
Martin Belden.
Can you take a voice count?
Yes.
Gatone Brazenio. Was that a yes from someone? Gatone Brazenio. Gary Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine. James Lewis.
Yes.
Elvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Orge. Georgia Wise.
Yes.
Thank you.
So the motion passed. Thank you. So hey, thanks everybody. We'll move on. That's the harder part of the meeting.
Bruce?
Item number six, because... Yes, go ahead, Delma.
On item six, we can go ahead and do the roll call vote on both of them at the same time, just to give you a heads up.
Okay, so we're okay to do that. Okay.
Yeah, and you can...
I got two...
And there's so there's going to be two appointments that are being recommended. So when someone makes the motion and the second, it can also be for both of them.
Okay, gotcha. Understood.
Thank you.
So I received the we received an appointment letter. Those of you, I think some of you do know, was it William Wojciechowski? Has resigned, and I think this it's a Lieutenant Commander Ann Hollis is being recommended by the Tucson chapter of the Military Officers Association, MOA. And then I also have an appointment thing, a letter here, Gary Smith being recommended, and he's from the American Legion Department of Arizona. I think he's with Post 132 down here in Oro Valley, so we'll be voting on both of those. So if we could take a voice vote on accepting them and bring them both onto the committee, if you could go ahead, Carol.
Henry Johnson makes a motion. We accept both of the nominees for a Gus body.
Sorry.
This is Mr. Morgan. I second the motion on both of them.
All right, go ahead, Carol.
Okay. Are we going to do one at a time? We're doing both of them together. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what we just discussed with Dom.
I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. Martin Belden.
Yes.
Gatone Brazenio. Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton.
Yes.
Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine. James Lewis.
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Orge. Georgia Wise.
Yes.
motion passed for both.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Karen. So we'll move on to item number 7, community reports. Luke, do you know if our janitor is here for the report?
I can't see the attendees.
I'm here.
Oh, awesome. All right. Awesome.
Sorry, I was late.
All right, awesome. No problem at all. I'm not sure, Luke, if you're able to put that up at all. I don't know if we're able to put that up on the screen for everybody. Go right ahead, Jennifer.
Thank you, everyone. Jenny Wasilewski here, Assistant Director, and happy Wednesday to everyone. Go through a few highlights here in the director's report. The PACT Act, which I'm sure you've all heard lots about, we continue to work through with our partners at BBA and our eligibility and enrollment to make sure we can get all the eligible veterans enrolled and get them in for care. We anticipate that this will probably really expand the number of veterans that we see, especially for, you know, some of these lower...
It doesn't let us do this, though, huh?
What at risk items like hypertension, etc. So we continue to work through that. VBA really has taken the lead on that, but if you have any questions, you feel free to reach out to us. Patriot Pantry, if you haven't heard about our Patriot Pantry before, we have our Patriot Pantry, which is helps with food insecurity. It gives some to any of our veterans and their families who are having issues with food insecurity. So they're looking for some donations for some items. So we're just putting that out there. If anyone's interested, you can contact our Center for Development and Civic Engagement, otherwise known as Voluntary Service. Big news is we're having a huge hiring fair this weekend. We anticipate we'll have well over a couple of hundred people coming through. It's to expedite hiring in a couple of our key professions that we're trying to bring on board. It's nursing, it's our medical support assistants, housekeepers, social workers, and a few others. So we do have that moving forward right now. It's supposed to be for invitation only, so people would have needed to apply and then be invited, but if anyone else shows up that is interested in coming to work for us, we're happy to talk to them for a few minutes and take their resume. So feel free to send them our way. We will take them. Moving on down, Luke, let's hit, you guys can read through all of this. So one of the other big topics that came up is about reproductive health and the services that the VA will provide. If you've been watching the news, the VA has come out to say that the VA will support reproductive options for our women veterans in cases where the woman's life could be in danger, as well as in cases of rape or incest, that the VA will, if possible, perform abortions and then also perform counseling for any women who are interested in counseling about pregnancies. So this is very new to all of us and we are working through it. For us locally, we don't really know what that means yet, but it is something that we're definitely working through. It's obviously a hot topic that's fueled a lot of political debate and interest and some other interest. You know, it's very close to some people's hearts, and we're trying to just make sure we do the right thing for our veterans and keeping our veterans healthy and safe. So, like I said, more to come on that. We're working through what that means for us locally, but right now we're just trying to get all the information we can from our national people. And COVID is still a thing, unfortunately, so just remember, if you do come to the facility or any of the clinics, you still have to wear a mask. You have to do it at any healthcare facility. Still, the CDC has not changed anything for healthcare facilities. So as much as none of us like wearing the masks anymore in the healthcare facilities, it's still necessary. And those are some of the big highlights. So I'm happy to take any questions if anyone has any for me or Luke.
I have a question, Henry Johnson. There's still a bunch of rumbling about the process of facilitating travel pay for veterans at the VA.
Yeah.
With the limited locations of openings and office space, it's kind of hard for some of us to get into the office to submit the paperwork. Are there any plans in the future on how we can expedite this situation?
Yeah, so you can get reimbursed through My Healthy Vet. That is an option in My Healthy Vet if you use My Healthy Vet. So they're really trying to make it all electronic now to make it go through smooth. We still have, unfortunately, a backlog trying to get through all of the older claims and the paper claims. Most facilities do have that backlog. Unfortunately, we're trying to get through them as fast as we can, but we're really moving to trying to do it all electronically.
And on My Healthy Vet, which prompts does it fall under?
There is a link. There's a travel pay reimbursement. There's a link in the director's report, actually. Luke, do you have it? You want to pull that up real quick?
I see it there.
You see it there?
Yep.
And then you can, there's a link to step-by-step instructions for how to do it. You can also feel free to contact our people. We can get you in touch with our My Healthy Vet people that'll be happy to walk you through it as well.
And Delma did send out the director's report to the committee, so it should be in one of her emails. Hey, Delma, do you think it's possible after the meeting to resend it again so Mr. Johnson
can get that information?
Okay, never mind then. Okay.
The other point I want to bring is that it is the National Art Craft Show going on at the VA now, too. That wasn't mentioned.
Oh, yes. I apologize. That, Luke? We have that. Well, it's tomorrow, yes. Right? Tomorrow,
yeah.
And Friday.
So, yeah, tomorrow, so I guess Friday. Today they did judging, and then tomorrow and Friday, I think they're doing something. Let me do this. Let me, because I was out all day at a resource fair, so let me get the information in the morning for Mr. Scott Straczewski, and I will send it to Delma when she can get out to the group, and I'll make sure you have the accurate information, because I don't know exactly the times and everything off the top of my head, but I can get that to you real easily.
I have it. If I can find it, okay. I can put it in the chat here for everyone, or send it out. But it's in the auditorium tomorrow and Friday, and yeah, I would have to double check the times too, but yep. Yes, it is that fun time of year. Absolutely. Thank you.
And my thing is, go and vote for me.
Okay.
Yes.
MOWW has a question.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Jennifer briefed at another online meeting about the Phaser DNA profile program. Do you have any information, or can you anticipate when that might come down to Tucson? They are already setting up the launching up in the Phoenix area.
I have not heard when we can anticipate that, but if I get any more information, I can absolutely get it to you.
All right, thank you very much.
Sure.
Hey, Carrie, we're Sue Carey from the Women's Memorial. So your new, the new location for the Northwest Clinic, right? That's now open? So the question, you know, is just, I guess, getting the word out to make sure that other folks know, because if it's been a year since you've been in for your checkup like mine this morning, I'm scrambling, you know, I'm calling my husband for the location and stuff of the new clinic. But love the facilities. They're beautiful. But just getting the word out about it.
And Luke, you got that, Luke?
So we have the current address for the new clinic is on our website, so it's up, it's totally up to date. And also, when the clinic sends you out an appointment, they should have put the address, the new address of the new clinic, into the appointment letter, so, or what they send out. But yeah, we could definitely do another shout out to let veterans know about the new location of the clinic. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's good to keep in mind, because we may be moving some other clinics too. So each of our clinics, each of the rest of the clinics are up for lease renewal. And so some of them we know need to be expanded. So we may be moving a bunch of clinics over the next few years. So definitely something we need to keep in mind and make sure it gets messaged out.
Yeah,
Yeah, you had to sign in to get the address location, and on my phone, I don't have my passwords saved. When I did add the calendar invite, it just had the time, but it didn't have location on there, so that might be helpful too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then FYI, Henry, the Scottish American Military Society, going to the Northwest, just take Thorndale. Once you get to the high school, the next light, you take a left and then a right in the parking lot.
Yep.
That's the easiest way to find the Northwest, in my opinion.
It's a nice place. It's a nice building.
Since everyone's interjecting, I might as well interject myself. My name is Ramon Encinas. Hey, quick question. Since it's Mental Health Awareness Month, September, what other events is the VA doing? I think it might be more of a Luke Johnson question on this.
It is a Luke Johnson question because he just did an event today. Yeah.
Today we did do a resource fair at American Legion Post 36, and that was actually our first face-to-face outreach event that we've organized as an outreach team at the Sava Hicks. And so this month, our suicide prevention team has been setting up resource tables at Building 80 and Building 90. We've been posting on social media suicide prevention resources. We had Katie Walker, our suicide prevention coordinator, talk to our VSOs, congressionals, and community partners. And so we've been best we can get the word out there. I know on Facebook we posted a video with our suicide prevention coordinator talking about Suicide Prevention Month and the theme, so we kind of localized the national theme down to Sava Hicks.
Exactly.
And we're participating with Be Connected next week.
Yeah.
So I need to find out what her last name is.
Summit, yeah.
She might have been the same person in Maine.
Because
that's not Jennifer Gawatowski.
That's not her?
No.
Her name is
Jennifer Tour, and the last name is kind of similar. Let me see if I have her. No, I don't have her.
You're about done with her.
Well, thank you, everyone. Again, I apologize if it's 2 minutes late.
No problem. Anybody else have any questions for Jennifer?
That's probably why I underlined it, because it wasn't her.
Thank you very much for coming this evening. We appreciate it.
Her name's not listed on
that. All right, so let's go on to, I'm not sure if anybody's here from the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Anyone? Tavi? Anyone?
No report, please, no report.
Okay. All right, if not, I won't hear anyone in reference to the Memorial Cemetery. Let's move on to Department of Veterans Services.
This is...
Hello, everyone. This is Tubby James Lewis, Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Just wanted to put a plug out for the military and Veterans Women's Expo this coming Saturday in Marana. They were asking for pre-registration. That was a request. I'm not sure if that's going to be held, but it's in Miranda at the high school. The southern region, we now have 3 itinerant sites, one in Green Valley, one in Tucson.
I think that the light goes off.
Excuse me. And we're looking at having one down at the city hall in Yuma. There's currently a position. You guys are the first to hear about it. There's a position for a veteran benefit counselor here in Tucson. Go to our website, AZ Jobs, and they're going to apply. It closes on the 25th. We are also creating position descriptions for tribal areas. The Hona Odom Nation and Piscataway Yaqui are 2 of the ones that we have. And the last thing that I have is that we've expanded our footprint and hires in Ajo and Elgin, Arizona. Is there any questions for me?
Anyone?
Nope.
Nope. Thank you for showing up tonight, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Let's see. Let's move on to topic number 8 in reference to the military lounge. I'm not sure if anybody has any updates. I'm not sure where we're at with that. It's been several months since we've had a discussion with that. Terry,
Martin Belden here. We supplied them right after our meeting in May with a pallet of water. They said they probably need one in July, and they let me know, but I haven't heard anything, so I don't know. I've been waiting to see, because we said we do two pallets, but they only have room for one at a time. So that's all I know, but I figured I'd let you know.
I got you. Go ahead. I see Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Dusty Allen is on.
I am.
So Dusty Allen is the representative that was appointed to us. So I believe we accepted that and it all went through. So go, Jesse.
Yeah. So thank you for the time. I just have a very quick update for the Military Lounge. We had experienced a lot of theft of food and snacks. I'm not sure if I had mentioned that our last call. And unfortunately, we think part of that is it was summer. We were the last stop on the bus transit system. And it got to a point where we were blowing through our entire, you know, all of our funds on food. And so, as you guys know, TAA does all of the food on our own. Of course, we take military or donations when we get them. But because of all of the theft and trespassing that our police officers were having to do, we did add a lock on there. So now for those that are entering, they have to call our ACC, which is 24/7, 365, and they just get a 4-digit code and then they're able to enter the doors. That allows our ACC operations team to look through the camera, identify if they have their uniform, if they have their baggage, if they have any concerns, they can send a police officer, or they can ask for a military ID just by, you know, kind of flagging it. So we're going to see how that goes. We're in week two. So we're definitely going to keep an eye on it, see if that helps us in terms of not going through as much food as we were, because it just did not add up with the traffic that we were getting in there. Outside of that, everything is pretty good in it. We definitely appreciate the pallet of water. We still have plenty right now. I think probably when we'll need it again is this fall, especially as we approach Exodus, and that's probably the number one thing that they take is water. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I can move into Operation Exodus.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so for Operation Exodus, we are going to start preliminary conversations with Fort Huachuca. The last 2 years, they have used TUS exclusively, which is really great for our region. A lot of obvious economic impact with having 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers that are flying in and out over a 2-week period. So this year is no different. We're expecting that we'll still have a very large group come in over, departing over 2 days, and then also arriving over 2 days. Last year, it was spread over 4 days each way because there were so many airline cancellations. We're thinking that that's going to be the same case this year, unfortunately, due to pilot shortages and just scheduling conflicts. So we are working with our Warm Welcome Volunteers, which is our volunteer program. They are now badged. So if anybody wants any extra volunteer opportunities, becoming a Warm Welcome Volunteer also allows you to get badged, helps with all the military, you know, shelving all the food and whatnot in the military lounge. And we're always taking volunteers for that. And those volunteers will be a huge component of Exodus. Sorry, I have my 4-year-old. but on top of that, we're thinking it's going to be Michael pretty Saint straightforward. Ors. We had,
I'm not sure
it was very
what time
seamless
he came
last
in.
Year. But of course,
so
we'll
I just barely saw
to
him.
Provide
Do you remember seeing
team,
him?
But they've been very, very happy with how smooth everything has gone. We've had no complaints. But again, the number one thing that they want is water. They really didn't take any of our snacks that we provided them last year. And the USO has reached out in terms of communicating to us of possibly partnering for this year. So that's something that we've not had in the past. So we'll definitely provide updates and see what happens with that. But that's all I have.
Anyone? Questions, anyone, in reference to Operation Exodus?
So, what is it that we can do to help with Operation Exodus? Obviously, we can promote getting volunteers to work in the lounge, but are you in need of food donations from us? I mean,
We don't need any volunteers in the lounge because essentially they drop them off and all of them, all they want to do is go straight to the gate. They, even if it's hours and hours, they don't want to hang out in the military lounge. They just want to go straight through. They typically have a bag already that they get from the USO, but they can't bring any of the waters. So they come in, they grab the water and they just sit. If you want to volunteer, it's a long-term commitment because it's the badging process that takes a long time. But in terms of food, when we get probably to that, you know, November timeframe, I think that's when we'll definitely want to come to the committee. And that would be the perfect timing to get snacks. Some of the snacks that are most highly requested are a variety of nuts, chips, protein bars. They like to stay healthy for the most part, so they don't want candy, cookies, anything of that sort. But definitely this fall, I will tell you, bought way too much food last year, a lot. And that, again, it's because they didn't take it. But we want to have it there, of course.
So if you send us a shopping list, then we should be able to help with that when it gets closer. You mentioned a USO bag. What is that all about?
Yeah, so before they get to the airport in the last couple of years, and I think even prior to COVID, they would actually stand up a table and hand out USO bags, but it was folks from Fort Huachuca doing that. This USO last year and the year prior, they came already with bags that were provided by the USO, and we know that because they had the USO branding on it. And so what's different this year is that they actually want to talk to us more seriously. Not sure what that entails in terms of if they want to participate more in Exodus or if they want to help with the military lounge. I think the Tucson Airport Authority is very proud to partner with the VAC and other community partners and really making it a community-owned military lounge for our veterans and active duty military. So we're not entirely sure what that partnership would look like in terms of if they want to be in there all the time or if they just want to, across the country. We've looked at what other airports do. And a lot of times when it is USO run, there are different parameters. It's not open 24/7 at sometimes. And there's some different things that we're definitely going to pay attention to because we do have such a tight-knit military community. We have folks that are in there 24/7 spending the night, and we absolutely do not want to forbid any of that in the process.
Yeah, I know, Terry, you and I were, I know you sent me an email in reference to going over and meeting with Jesse, but we do need to sit down with them because we need to talk about the structure of our bylaws and what the city of Tucson back in the 1960s with their relationship with the airport. We just have to look at our entire relationship now because it seems like COVID has turned everything upside down where we were the donation person. The military lounge. We were the people providing all the water. We were on a year-to-year commitment with this Operation Exodus. It just seems over the last 3 years that it's been kind of taken kind of away from us. And Jesse, when you talk about bringing in the USO, it's almost like basically saying, well, someone else is now going to come in and run that. And now we don't really, you talk on one side about wanting the community involvement and be cautious on the other. Other side of, like you said, in reference to having the USO there, because there's more rules and stuff with that. But I just want to go over our relationship. We need to have an appointment and come over to the airport. Myself, Terry, Rosie, could come over too and have a sit down with you guys, because a lot of our structure of our bylaws are structured around our relationship that has been built over the last, 60 years, 40 some years, since the 60s with the airport. we just have to either restructure what we're doing, or if times have changed, then we'll move on and move on to other things. But right now, we're just having an influx of what we're to do. Now we're down to water at the military lounge, you know, which is fine. And our involvement with the snacks and everything was fine before. Like I said, it just seems like we're not as connected to the lounge as we were 2 years ago with then having somebody there at our meetings and talking openly. Because here we are, about 2 months away, three months of Operation Exodus. And at this point, it doesn't even sound like we're really involved. So it really just sounds like you're coming in and giving us an update on Operation Exodus and not really including us on planning, because I guess they're not going to want food and they're only going to want bottled water. That's what we're down to, right? Bottled water.
Well, I completely understand where you're coming from. I don't think it's at all that we're excluding the VAC. There's been a lot of turnover with the TAA. And on top of that, Terry, you and I had discussed in terms of the bylaws and those changes, and there was the agreement with Fort Huachuca, but that was essentially void once Fort Huachuca pulled out. So it's absolutely not that the Tucson Airport Authority doesn't want a partner, but we do ultimately run it. But we do take donations across the board. I mean, multiple legions. There's lots of military groups within the Tucson region that donate. But we do understand the partnership with the city and the VAC, and absolutely. And I'm your point of contact now. I've been with the airport for 7 years. The military lounge is newly appointed under my department. And so we are obviously very devoted to customer experience and making sure that we're partnering with the right partners, and that we're ultimately, our bottom line is to serve the military in the best capacity that we can. So 100% more than happy to have you come out to the airport for us to discuss.
Yeah, so Bruce, if you want to give me some dates that are good for you, and me and you and Jesse will...
Next week, Jesse. How about next week, Jesse?
We need it in an email.
Yeah. I'm open. So we'll do it in an email, Terry. And we'll get back with you, Jesse. We will.
Get a perp? Gross.
Johnson.
Anyone else, any other questions for Jesse?
Henry Johnson.
Operation Exodus. Anyone?
Is he smoking?
Yes.
Come on, move on.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Jesse, for coming this evening. We appreciate that. And we'll move on. Do we know if Abe Rodriguez is here for the Veterans Day Parade, Jerry?
No.
I don't see him. I called and texted, and he didn't respond to me, and I don't see any initials that look like his in the group chat.
So
but,
that other guy left already.
I did Google Tucson Veterans
just to
Day
ask
Parade,
questions,
and it came right up. And just before the meeting, I put together a little email, and Delma sent it out to the committee, so that you guys can see how to sign up to enter or volunteer.
Okay.
And then
Carol, what about the reference to doing a letter to the mayor?
I would be happy to do that, and I will get that done and get it to you for signature, and then forward it on to Juan, who is the mayor's assistant.
So are we talking about an entry?
Yes. Yes.
My assumption was ask the mayor to ride with us or do something like that with us.
Correct.
Is that correct, what the committee wants?
We've asked them every year. We've asked the mayor every year, so this would be a first.
I make a motion we rent a car to put into the float as a float or entry into the Veterans Day Parade.
You can, or I'll do my convertible again this year too. I don't care.
So that little,
oh, I forgot you had a convertible. That's what we used last time, huh?
That's okay. Correct, yeah. So we don't have to worry about renting anything in.
Yeah. So will you sign us up then, Bruce, online?
I will.
Because even
will.
If the,
I'll
even
sign
if
us
the,
up to the bridge.
Yeah, sorry. Even if the mayor doesn't ride with us, we should have some members from our committee riding with you. I think there's floating around magnetic door signs that say City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee.
Yeah, I have both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, because we even did a set for the 50th anniversary. I have that set also. But yeah, I'll take care of that. Any other questions? Anyone in reference to the Veterans Day for parade? We'll move on.
I'm going to ride with you.
Right. I don't know.
Can we get some volunteers from the committee?
Oh, we'll pick a new. Should be somebody from the committee if we don't get the mayor, correct? Rosie, we had the wrong five. Rosie, you're vice chair, you know.
Yeah, I would. And I'm gonna also see if my husband's vehicle, he's got a 55 Chevy pickup, so I'm gonna see if he'll have that maybe running by then. So
there you go. Hey, that's incentive to get the thing running, see?
Right? Yes. Well, we're waiting on some parts. It's just in back order, so it's on back order. We put some stuff there on order, so if it arrives in time, trust me, I love taking out his truck whenever I can. It's got a beautiful engine on it too, so.
Well, is it going to be on that Friday, November the 11th?
It looks like it, according to their website.
Okay, thank you. I also have a 62 Thunderbird that's will be available if we want to use that. But
is
it's
it
not
a
convertible, sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
we
no.
We can use it
we
without a
to
convertible.
It, just
drop the
you can't
drive
your Thunderbird? You can't drive your bird? I need you to ride with me on my float.
Carol, I got a blowtorch. We're making a convertible real quick.
Let me get back on track here. So, any other questions for the Veterans Day Parade, and we'll move on to the Fort Chaplin's Terry. Anyone?
All right. So, Fort Chaplin's, the park has been reserved. I've been in touch with Chaplin Zinc. It is the 80th anniversary, so we want to make it super special. My idea to make it super special was to make it later in the day and have like a candlelight vigil. Not super late so that it's so dark people can't drive. So just dusk, so it's dark enough the candles show up a little bit, but not crazy. We're not allowed to have open flame in the park. So we are looking for donations to purchase battery operated candles. I'm going to do some more research. Right now I'm seeing that they're about $2 a piece, which if we got 75 of them, that would be $150, I guess, right? So is that something that the committee would be willing to spend? Because we also have to rent chairs and do the porta potty, and I think we make a donation to the band. Marty, can you tell me how much money we spent last time?
Last time we spent between the tents and the band less than $400.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And since it'll be later in the day, we wouldn't need canopies for shade because the sun would already be down. Carol and I did take a trip over there, and it's I need to send a letter to the park and find out why there's no lights on the flag. There's absolutely it's absolutely dark, dark, dark. So, we may need to invest in some solar lights to provide some solar floodlights, just so we have some lighting at the park.
Martin Belden, VBA 106. Yeah, we can get a ring set up like we put over on the flagpole we put up over there, Bill, so it shines. It's solar powered, shines down on the flag, goes right up the top. Take the ball off, put it on, put the ball back on. If they'll let us. It's on the park, so they may not.
So we're still looking for some World War II veterans. I don't necessarily have anybody to be a guest speaker. It would be similar to the way we ran it last year, where we just honored the four chaplains. The band is, as far as I know, the band would be available to play this year, where they weren't last year. And any suggestions anybody has to make this super special, and just reach out if you know people that we need to invite, and I'll get the flyer started for the next meeting. I have requested the certificate of insurance that we need for the park as well from the city. So all of that's in the works. We just need to make this a super special event. I know me and Rocio talked about trying to maybe get the the Veteran Heritage Program, the kids from the high school out there, to even just attend it, since they're interested in the history. So that might be something really cool, or maybe they may know a World War II veteran to invite.
Well, I know we have at least two women World War II vets in the area. So Gwen Naimi and Helen Glass. So they may be good to bring out.
So that's my report at this time.
Thank you very much. So, four chaplains. And what was that date? February?
It's February 5th, and it is not Super Bowl weekend.
Get out of here.
Super Bowl is the next Sunday.
That's crazy. Good deal. All right. So that was four chaplains. So item number 12, the approval of the proposed changes of the bylaws. I thought we had a discussion. I didn't know that we had to vote on anything else as far as changes.
Sure.
I thought it was just some language that we could use.
Martin Belden, I found one thing minor but does need to be taken care of. On the actual second page, section 6.5, military lounge representative, it needs to have a space between lounge and representative.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. They're making the minor changes. Now's the time to correct them.
Absolutely.
Like I said, it's only a minor one. Everything else looks good.
Yeah, I don't think that has to be voted on, do you think? I mean, that's just...
No, it shouldn't, but, you know...
I say no.
So has everybody had a chance to see the changes? Sorry, it's Terry Byron from Nighthawk 17 Early. Because Delma sent them out with the email.
Just describing something differently, right? We were just naming something differently, right? Weren't we changing the name of, not the lounge, or wasn't that the key thing that was changed?
It was just the representatives. We just corrected that.
Yeah. When Martin Belden...
No, I think there was something else. Go ahead.
When they put out the final... They'll take it up the section that's lined out for 6.5.1 for the long words and just leave the short one in. Basically, is that and adding the 2022 dates. I said it's. I think it's ready to go. That one minor thing just for readability at the top. The rest of it looks good.
I believe that, this is Delma.
So Delma, what are you?
Well, I believe when Terry worked on this, she had removed, and correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, it used to say Military Services Lounge or something like that.
Yep.
And
the name
so,
was updated.
Right. And so she updated it for it just to say Military Lounge. So she changed that on those pages.
7.2.
Yes. And then she found a typo. So she had corrected that typo. But pretty much, I believe it's ready to go. You guys just haven't voted on it.
And that's right, we had to table it or something, right?
No, yeah. Well, I had to
go ahead and do
that. You can vote on it today if you'd like. We just needed to have brought it to the committee at two meetings prior to the vote. So we have done that already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So someone could actually make the motion to accept the changes that were made, and they can include there saying the space between lounge and representative. So
this is Henry with Sam's. I make a motion we accept the changes as directed by Thelma in the last conversation.
And I second Versio Carey with WIMSA.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Gatone Rosinio? Terry Byron? You're moved to Terry.
Terry.
Uh-oh, did she get booted out?
No, she's there, but she's muted.
Oh, she probably stepped away real quick. We'll come back to her.
No, she's there. She's just muted. Bruce Hamilton?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
Mark Levine? James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Arlen Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Orts?
I vote yes.
You're here now?
Okay. Yeah. I'm late. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Georgia Wise?
Yes.
You have a quorum, and looks as though the motion did pass, sir.
Terry, this is Delma.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Terry?
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. She's shaking her head no.
Go ahead, Delma.
Well, I just wanted to make sure if she's voting yes or no.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find out.
So she shook her head yes. I'm going to go take that as a yes.
Okay, there's the head. Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened to it. You're usually not supposed to do
yeah,
that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And then I have been for 13 future meetings in person or virtual. I guess, Delma, you can answer that question. We're staying virtual.
Well, I did find out that if the committee is interested in going live in person, we can go ahead and do that. I would just need to make sure that we will have the use of the conference room that we used to use. I just wanted to put it on the agenda to see how the committee feels. I don't know if you want to go back to meeting in person, or if you want to continue doing the meetings how they're being done as they are now. So I thought maybe.
I think it's like 15 people on the Zoom right now, so that's not too bad for one of our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
15.
So
and we can have that discussion. Go ahead, folks. Go ahead.
You can discuss it now, or if you'd like, I can put it back on for next month. Yeah. It'll give all of you some time to think about it, and then, you know, come up with whatever you're feeling and let us know next month. Yes?
Okay, that sounds good, because we're already at 7 o'clock already.
Okay.
We're right ahead.
Okay.
So that sounds like a really long discussion.
Okay, thank you.
And usually that, no problem. And then we'll move on. Item number 14, this is what we wait for anyway, to get into the what everybody else is doing here. So, Carol, if I could have you go around and do a voice, and we could have folks, if they have anything for the good of the order, to go right ahead, if you would, please.
Martin Belden?
Yes, this Saturday is our car show at Chili's at 22nd and Cole. If you don't want to show your car, please come out and see. Buy raffle tickets. Have a good time. We'll have a good DJ. That's it for me.
Gary Byron? Nam Jam? And the POW on Friday the 17th at 11.
Yeah. I think that's the 16th, girl.
Yeah,
the 16th. My mistake.
You can't unmute.
October 16th?
I'm sorry, no. It's
Friday.
This
Friday. Sorry, my computer froze. Thanks, Carol. So the POWMI recognition ceremony is 11 a.m. this Friday at Bonavia Del Hill, south on Chapel of Light in the mortuary. So everyone's welcome. VVA 106 and VAVA Unit 2 are participating in the ceremony.
That's right. Meeting those guys.
And then I have the Bulk Fuel. Marine Reserves are doing a golf tournament October 9th at Randolph Park. So I'll get that email sent out to Delma as well. That's it. Other than Nam Jam.
Okay.
Bruce?
Is that it, Carol? I mean, is that it, Carol? Yeah, myself. As far as TDSV, I do have some items that are coming up. We are doing a food box drive for the week of Veterans Day. We're going to do it on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of November. And right now, we're planning 200 food boxes.
Well, we still have corn.
The price right now is $65 a food box. We're trying also to provide a $25 gift card with that to buy perishable items. So this could be used for Veterans Day and also for the following week. We're going to have items in there for Thanksgiving. So it's a family of four for a week for $65. And then, like I said, once we add the gift card, so it's $90 for a family of four. So if there's any other veterans organizations, I will be reaching out to everybody, and I'll send stuff to Delma. If any organizations want to reach out to us, so we've committed $10,000 to this project, TDSV. But we're right now, even the food boxes are. Get the prices down right now, but it sounds like it's going to go up. Also, the date, November the 10th, which is the day before Veterans Day. We've collaborated with the county and with Arizona Network, and we're going to do a Veterans Career Fair at one of the county buildings over by Ajo, over by the One Stop. I guess it's the Public Health Department, the Pima Public Health Department, Board of Fargo on that flyer. So fairly busy that week. We have partnered with the Pima Community College Veterans Club, so we've got some young folks that are going to come over and do these 200 boxes with us. But if any other organizations would like to step in, we certainly need food cards. And again, if they'd like to support a couple families, again, $90 for a family for a week. So we'll see where we're at with that, but that's more to follow on that. We do have a date for a stand down for next year. It is March 15th, which is a Wednesday. So that'll be, and we're possibly going to do a 2-dayer, 15 and 16, with one day being the resource fair, second day being another veteran's job fair on March 15th. So that's all I have. Anybody have any questions for the food boxes? If not, go ahead, Carol, next.
Henry Johnson.
I have nothing at this time.
Rosa Carey.
Hi, this is Rizzy. Let's see. So I will be at the Women Back Expo this weekend, representing Raytheon, and of course dual heading with the Women's Memorial. They were looking for volunteers to help with childcare. I've reached out to Girl Scouts. They have a big event that weekend, so I haven't had anybody step up. And also even through our Raybeds, it's hard to get some folks. If y'all know of anyone who, they need at least 7 volunteers because they're going to break up the group of kiddos into 3 groups, so they want 2 per group. I already have arts and crafts and everything ready, patriotic and everything for them. Female GI Joes they can play with, and then an extra volunteer, a runner to take into the bathroom. They all have to be potty trained, so that's one thing we stress, you know, with the child care. So our volunteers may know. If y'all know of any folks, like I said, we're looking for 7 for that. I'm also the director of communications for RayVets, so any events that y'all have, any volunteers that you may need, please let me know, and I can send that information up to our Southwest committee. Yeah, we can't donate money. That usually has to go through corporate. Our group can only use money to get out there and maybe provide some swag and stuff, but actual donation monies, that'll have to go through corporate. And as far as the Women's Memorial, I'm planning on attending the 25th anniversary in Arlington Cemetery mid-October. Yeah, so if y'all want any swag or anything from that, let me know. And that's pretty much it from me.
Okay. James Lewis?
I do not have anything at this time.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes, Ham Jam, the Sand, is October the 8th at new location at Rialto Downs Racetrack. Mm. That's it.
Arlen Ruiz?
For MOWW, we've already started our series of signature events throughout the southwestern United States. We just had this past weekend the first of our 5 Massing of the Colors and Service of Remembrance Ceremony signature event for MOWW up in the Phoenix area. The next upcoming Massing of the Colors will be on the 6th of November. That's a Sunday. It'll be at the Tucson Women's Club, that's East Tucson, another event up in Phoenix for December, and then the next and last Massing of the Colors in Southern Arizona will be for January 13th, that kicks off the Martin Luther King observance. That's all we have at this time. Thank you.
Michael St. Ord.
He's gone. 7:06. I think he might have left a few minutes earlier.
I know that Esperanza is having a golf tournament November the 13th at the El Conquistador. I can send out information or have him send out information to Delma, so make sure you guys sign up. We need golfers, we need sponsors, we need help.
Good.
Georgia Wise?
Nothing at this time.
That's it, sir.
All right, thank you very much. In reference to anybody have any alibis, anything that you forgot about your group that there? Your dates, anything? If not, I'm gonna move on. All right. So future agenda items. I don't know, Luke, if you could just scroll up just a little bit there, but most of the stuff I'm seeing on there, I would keep on there, Veterans Day Parade. The other way, Luke. There you go, I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go, right here?
Yes, so
okay.
I'll just ask a consensus. I think we should just leave all those items on there. Maybe the proposed bylaw change could be taken off for right now. But that might be the discussion we're going to have after our discussions with the airport about changing our own bylaws, even in reference to stuff in reference to this says what you've got on there, we might have to change. Any other ideas for future agenda items that we don't have on there that we have to think about for next year? I know Fort Chaplin is already on there, so I'm thinking ahead about the first of the year. I see nothing else. Anyone else?
The NAM to SAM, Jim, I was going to say, maybe.
Yeah, that's already going to happen though in October, isn't it?
Is it October? Okay. That's right, because they're doing the car show this month.
Is it October?
Yeah, that'll
October
be
cool. What's the date, Mark? October 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I think everything else on here is okay.
This is MOWW. Just a note for everyone. We approved today Lieutenant Colonel Ann Hollis to join the VAC. She is also a member of the Arizona Memorial Cemetery over Marana. So just keep that in mind that that organization will now be represented formally with Ann being a part of these meetings.
Yeah, thank you, Marlon, because I was going to just ask that same question right now about, okay, I need to get somebody from the cemetery here to get up today. So that's good. I don't have any other items that I would add to that. I just set to let you guys know that I am coming dropping off the committee as of the 21st of September. So Rosie, you will step in after that and probably take to the end of the year or whenever the elections are going to come up there. I think I'm at the end of my 8 years right now, so I've enjoyed it. I think I have to sit off for a year before we come back at all. I will be sending a letter for my replacement. It'll be Mark Hollinger from Arizona Networks. But that's all I have. I want to thank everybody for being with me all this time, and for the old bees and for the new bees, thank you for coming on board, and thank all those for staying on board for as long as you have. So, but Terry, for next week, I will still go to the airport. I'm still on till the 21st. So if you want to go to the airport, Rosie, if you want to go with us, I just want to have a meeting out there that we have an understanding of what they're doing, what we're doing, and we'll move forward, and we have to change the bylaws, and we'll address that down the road. Is that good for everyone?
Yep.
All right, good. Okay, as of right now, we're going to adjourn, and I think our next meeting is about October 12th, I think it's on there.
Yeah, that's what I have. 12.
Bruce, this is Delma.
Okay, so it's October 12th. Go ahead.
Hi, Bruce, this is Delma. I want to thank you for serving on the committee. You have been an exceptional chair. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. You put up with me for a long time, Del. Thank you. Anyone else? And then we're going to go ahead and go. So we're joined for the night. Thank you guys very much. If you need anything from me, need anything from TDSB, certainly reach out. Thank you guys very much. So
thank you.
With that, bye. Thank you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.